Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Question occurs on passage to engrossment of House Bill 4. This is a record vote. Clerk, ring the bell. Serves 100 voting aye. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? 88 ayes, 52 nays. House Bill 4 passes to engrossment.
And members, just like that, the GOP has officially picked up 5 more solid red seats heading into the midterms. They're calling it the one big beautiful map. Texas Republicans are now officially the overwhelmingly dominant majority in the nation's second largest state, all as the Democrat blockade collapsed into pathetic dust, with one Democrat caught committing a felony on live TV. Stick me to the very end of this video because we're going to see this isn't about the midterms anymore. This is about permanently locking the Democrats out of power for a generation. And it's already really happening. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you are making happen. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. So yesterday, after 2.5 weeks of derelict Democrat antics that claimed to be protecting democracy by running away from the legislative process, the Texas House finally and overwhelmingly passed House Bill 4 by a vote of 88 to 52. House Bill 4, of course, is the redistricting plan that will fundamentally reshape American politics. The map involves 5 additional Republican seats in Congress. Texas Democrats have plummeted now to just 8 congressional seats as compared to the Republicans' 30. And they're freaking out that these 5 seats could indeed permanently secure GOP control of the House for the foreseeable future. However, the Democrats' antics, their performative outrage, continued all throughout the debate. We reported on this channel just a couple of days ago on Representative Nicole Collier, one of the Texas Democrats that skipped town. She was, in effect, arrested. She was locked in the state house chambers for the last couple of days. Texas officials were not allowing her to leave the state capitol without signing a permission slip that agreed to police surveillance. So all 50-plus Democrats who fled the state were forced to sign a literal permission slip, like kindergartners, to be allowed to leave the building. So when they came back from their little field trip to Illinois, House Speaker Dustin Burroughs had a little surprise awaiting these derelict Democrats. Every single one of them who wanted to leave the Capitol building had to sign what was essentially a permission slip where they agreed to being put under 24/7 surveillance by Texas Department of Public Safety officers, precisely because they were all officially flight risks. Well, one Democrat refused to sign, and that's this ridiculous state representative, Nicole Collier, And so she was effectively locked up in the Texas State House. She wasn't allowed to leave. And at one point, they even consigned her to one of the bathrooms. I kid you not. And that's where she decided to take a Zoom call with Senator Cory Booker and Governor Gavin Newsom. So dumb and dumber. From inside the bathroom at the Texas Capitol. This isn't satire. I want you to just reflect on this. This isn't a comedy skit. This isn't Saturday Night Live. This is the actual state of the Democrat Party in 2025. So this is Nicole Collier conducting what can only be described as the most humiliating political conference call in American history. And here's how it turned out.
And all of our Democratic elected officials.
Sorry, I have to leave. They said it's a felony for me to do this. Apparently, I can't be on the floor or in the bathroom. Well, you told me I was only allowed to be here in the bathroom. No, hang on. Bye, everybody. I've got to go.
Hey, that is outrageous.
Come on.
And first of all, let me tell you something. Representative Collier in the bathroom has more dignity than Donald Trump in the Oval Office.
There you go.
That is outrageous. What they're trying to do right there is silence an American leader, silence a Black woman. And that is outrageous. And I hope everybody took note of that.
Oh, don't worry, Spartacus. We did. We did just take note of that. Of just how pathetically cringe your political party has become, with you being the king of cringe, though Gruesome Newsom is giving you quite the run there, greasy-haired Gavin. So as you just saw there, Collier had to get physically escorted out of her bathroom office because she was potentially committing a felony by conducting official business from a bathroom during a legislative session. But here's what the legacy media will not tell you. This bathroom breakdown wasn't random desperation. It really is the final act in the most consequential political chess match happening in America right now. This redistricting in Texas, as it turns out, is just the beginning. While Democrats were literally hiding in their toilets, Republicans across the country, they're executing the most brilliant political maneuver of the decade, one that may permanently lock the Democrats out of power for the foreseeable future. This is what the legacy media is really trying to hide from you. And that's because what we call journalism today is often nothing more than agenda-driven activism wrapped in a headline. And behind the curtain, it's insiders like media executives, political operatives, and algorithms calling the shots and deciding what we see and what we don't. This problem is exactly why I use ground news. It cuts through all the noise, all the spin, all the manipulation, and it shows you what's actually happening here in America and around the world. Ground News brings together headlines from over 50,000 news sources and makes it easy to understand what's happening. But what really makes it so powerful is the transparency. You don't just see the stories, you see the political bias behind every source, the ownership ties, and the coverage breakdown across the spectrum. So that's why over a million people have downloaded Ground News. And you can check it out for yourself at ground.news/Steve. My favorite feature is the blind spot feed. It shows you which stories are blowing up on one side of the aisle but barely mentioned on the other. It's the clearest way to see media bias in action. So, for example, here's a story barely getting any traction on the right. The Washington, D.C. Attorney General has sued the Trump administration over the D.C. police takeover. It claims the administration is abusing power. Now, you would think that reducing crime and making people feel safe would be popular with everyone, wouldn't you? And here's a story the left is completely ignoring. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent rips Pelosi and calls for single stock trading ban in Congress. Now, if the guy in charge of America's money is calling out Congress for acting like Wall Street insiders, maybe it's time we do something about our public officials using insider information to get rich. Now, with every story, Ground News shows you the entire spectrum of who's reporting from left, right, and center, how reliable each source is, and who owns each outlet. It's everything the corporate press doesn't want you to see. And right now, you can get 40% off the Vantage plan, which gives you unlimited access to all their features that I personally use for just about $5 per month. Just visit ground.news/Steve. Click the link description or scan the QR code. That's ground.news/Steve. Texas is just the beginning. President Trump has unleashed what political analysts are calling the Great Redistricting Revolution. And the data is absolutely staggering. In Florida, Republicans are preparing to flip up to 5 more seats, potentially moving from a 20-8 Republican advantage to 25-3 Republican advantage. In Ohio, they're required by law to redraw their maps. They're targeting 2-3 Democrat seats there. In Missouri, Republicans control 6 of the 8 seats. They're now targeting the Kansas City Democrat stronghold to flip at least one more seat their way. In Indiana, Vice President J.D. Vance personally visited Indianapolis just days ago to push for redistricting that could eliminate at least one Democrat seat. In North Carolina, they're looking at a potential 12-3 Republican advantage. All told, the math is devastating for the Democrats. Current Republican redistricting advantages give the GOP approximately 16 to possibly even 20 more additional House seats nationwide going into the midterms. Texas is just the beginning. And all the Democrat threats to retaliate, they're all bark and no bite. Gavin Newsom is finding that out the hard way right now. Because here's the critical difference. Republican states control redistricting for 191 congressional districts. Democrats control only 75. It's a literally 2-1 advantage. It's more than 2-1. That asymmetry is just crushing. Moreover, while Texas and other red states can act immediately, California's Democratic response requires voter approval and faces constitutional challenges. While Florida can move right away, New York's process requires constitutional amendments that won't take effect until 2028. You see, this isn't random. This is strategic brilliance. Trump understood something fundamental. Remember, this is Trump. Greg Abbott and Texas Republicans didn't want to do any kind of mid-decade redistricting during the summer. They didn't just a few months ago. It was Trump that cracked down and said, yes, you are, because this is all going to be part of a plan to permanently lock the Democrats out of power for the foreseeable future. Trump understood that the 2026 midterms could themselves be a firewall that permanently locks the Democrats out of power. Trump isn't just playing defense. He's playing full offense. Instead of hoping to minimize midterm losses, he's engineering guaranteed midterm gains that create permanent electoral firewalls. In Texas alone, after this redistricting, 21 of 25 Republican seats will be districts that Trump carried by 15 plus points. That's nearly unflippable territory. Compare this to Democrat attempts. Their gerrymandered seats often remain rather competitive. Illinois Democrats create a 14-3 advantage, but several of those seats remain vulnerable in wave elections. Recent analysis from the left-leaning Brennan Center shows that Republican gerrymandering creates solid red safe seats, all the while Democrat gerrymandering creates Democratic-leaning seats that are nevertheless competitive. Guess which strategy survives political waves? Again, this isn't about a midterm. It's about control of Congress for the next decade. That is the game plan that the new Trumpian Republican Party is pursuing. That is why the Democrats are melting down, realizing to their horror that their political future is indeed in the toilet, literally. So what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments down below. Do you think we're on the cusp of boxing the Democrats permanently out of power? Let me know. I want to read your comments. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. God bless. Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast. This is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted, it isn't safe, and it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real, it's raw, and it's unapologetically patriotic, just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.